you normally hear this today at 10:30, but we had Josh Bogorod on this morning, or excuse me, at 10:50, we had Josh Bogorod on. So Am I the Jerk has been moved to right now.
Yes, it is right now. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everyone, for sending in your submissions to Am I the Jerk. There's going to be one visual. I'll do that a little bit later to get you time to prepare yourselves for the visuals. Came out last night. It was submitted to us last night that we saw, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's get this started, all right? This is from Andrew. When I walk my dogs to the neighborhood park, I always stop by the free poop bag dispenser to have, they have there and grab a handful of bags to use as I walk around the neighborhood. Okay. One day a lady saw me grabbing a handful and said I should only take one at a time. I said, what's the difference? As long as I use them.
Sorry,
she
Karen.
Said I should go buy some at the store and not hog all the ones there. I said there are plenty and that's what they are here for people to use. She told me I was rude for taking more than my fair share. I have two dogs and they poop a lot. Aren't the bags there for us to use?
Yes.
Am I being the jerk for grabbing more than one?
Karen is the jerk in this situation.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what they're there for. Like, who's policing the doo-doo bags?
And what's several? Even if he takes, like, six of them.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Who cares?
Yeah, and the moment he fails to pick up the dog poop, that same woman was going to say something
else. Right,
she comes out of the bushes. I knew it! Golly. No, you're not the jerk.
Not even not close to being the jerk.
The whiny old bee is.
Okay.
He means bee as in bag, maybe?
Yeah, those bags
are
being
the jerk. That's probably nicer than the word I was thinking of.
Oh. Is that one?
All right, this one.
It's even more intense than that, but sure.
It's from EA.
Oh, I know him.
Oh, golly, another EA?
He's a Hall of Fame
Aaron
broadcaster.
Andrews?
Not Aaron Andrews. Not that EA. Our EA.
Yeah.
How excited is he for the compound next week?
Doubly. I think he's very excited.
That's what makes him a star.
Yes, it is. Okay. This is from EA. Am I the jerk for telling a row of teenage girls in the movie theater to at least keep it down during the trailers? Or can you only say it during the movie? That's from EA.
That's an interesting one.
Boy, that's
during the trailer?
It's pretty early.
That's the thing is that usually if I hear talking during the trailer, I figure, okay, they're going to get with it when the actual movie comes on.
Yeah, because like you might want to, hey, that sounds really good.
Crap about that movie.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Settling in. It's the settlement period to get you ready for the main.
Yeah, it's not the actual main event.
And the trailers now are like 15, 20 minutes long.
Also,
so like, there's a long time in there that to give people to just get in and settle down.
Right?
Come on.
What movie did he go to that has a row of teenage girls in it?
Probably don't.
Yeah, that's problematic also.
Yeah, we don't need to.
No, that's not problematic. You can go watch whatever movie you want. And if it's just catering to teenage girls, who cares? Go enjoy the movie. Mm. Who cares?
Am I the jerk by thinking that he's always the jerk in any situation?
EA?
Yeah.
Probably so. And I'm thinking, EA, I'm all sorry, bro, but you may be, especially during the trailers.
Yeah,
movie is one thing. See, I'm probably...
the jerk.
Yeah, go watch it on YouTube.
I probably wouldn't even say anything during the movie. I'll just bitch and complain and write into Am I the Jerk that they were talking during the movie.
Just do a subtle kick.
Because my wife has a phone out writing down movies she wants to see during the trailers.
So that does not bother me at all.
I don't think it would bother anyone else. I think I want to see that one. And then she'll write it down or whatever. So...
Yeah, EA's the jerk, man. Sorry, EA.
Yeah, and even the phone, like with the advent of the dine-in theater, where like there's more lights on tables and stuff, like even the light from the phone doesn't really bother me too much.
I think the biggest vote should come from Monty.
Yes,
is EA the jerk here, Monty?
Did you say it was his hand in his pants?
I did not say that, and that doesn't matter. No one cares.
That would kind of matter if it was, though.
But it wasn't. We don't know that.
And that's not the case with EA.
I just imagine that's
it was
his natural resting state.
Are you the jerk for assuming that the hands?
I think Ham might be the jerk.
You are the jerk. All right, this one is from Dallas. I encountered the classic pay it forward coffee line.
I
was in the drive-thru, and at the window, the barista said the car in front of me paid for mine. It was one medium cold brew, about $5. I had cash. So I put the cost of my drink in the tip jar and said, thanks. Am I the jerk? So he didn't continue it.
Yeah, he broke the chain.
He just paid for his.
I've never
put it
understood
in the tip jar. And
at some point, somebody has to not pay it forward. Right. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense and it's not paying it forward. We're just buying stuff for each other.
Not only is he not a jerk, but he's a hero for stopping that nonsense.
I agree, man.
Because there's just
meanies.
No, it's not that we're mean.
So how long do you keep it going?
Right. He went for a $5 coffee and then there's like a minivan of six soccer moms in front of him and or behind him and whatever that is that he has to pay for six different drinks.
Where's that minivan?
Dude, they're everywhere. Go to the burbs, bud.
I can send you a video, Lando.
Yeah, we can figure this out for
six
you.
Six soccer moms.
He doesn't give a damn about the paying for the coffee.
I'll pay for the coffee. Yeah, what are they
the
doing in there with
the soccer moms?
It's like when you go to a brothel and they just kind of all unfold and like,
yeah, just
display.
Like that.
Right. A lot of whipped cream involved.
I'm familiar.
Man, I've always thought that's a weird scenario because if nobody stops the chain, he shows up the next morning and is like, oh, by the way, yours was paid for by the person in front of you. Where does it stop?
Okay, so how does that work? Do you just say, here's $20, I'm paying for the person behind me, or do you...
You ask him how much that is, and I'll get there.
But you're paying for the person behind you, so you have no clue.
I got burned by that, and I'm not doing it again.
Right, like, you can just ask them how much the person is behind me.
Oh, that's right, you're in a drive-thru.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, because their order is $100,000 at Starbucks.
No one's ever spent $100,000
in a drive-thru.
I don't know.
Like I don't know.
How long is it going to take for them just to shovel all that coffee into the car?
Is there a level
of
like
the keys to the store?
Yeah,
right.
Are you the jerk if you go through the drive-thru and like put in a big order where it's several bags of food?
Yes.
Well, there are times now where the dining room closes, so you have no choice.
Sure, but if it's open,
yeah, you probably should walk in if you have a huge order.
Because if you have more than two bags, like. And the dining room is open.
I feel like now the dining room is way more convenient than the drive-thru.
Especially mobile ordering or even like going past the to-go ordering like spots is just mobile order, walk in. It takes like 10 minutes at most.
Yeah. Can I drive my car directly into the lobby though?
So you have to get out?
Yeah.
Technically,
there are some places you can do a version of that.
Okay, just drive right to the counter.
If I can drive right to the counter and then drive back out, I'll go inside.
Okay, here's one that I'm about to retweet right now. At Greg Donovan, if you go there, this was sent to us last night. I did quote tweet, but I'm going to repost it anyway. All right, am I the jerk for calling the cops on the neighbor's guest for parking in the middle of our cul-de-sac? Note the house with the guests are six houses down. They took over the block. And if you see the picture, there are cars just in the middle of the cul-de-sac. Now, I don't feel like it's blocking anything. So if you need to get in and out, that you can maneuver around them, but they are smack dab in the middle.
Look at the red truck in the whatever that is, the Toyota Highlander. They're in the middle of the, like, just out smack dab in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
What are the brake lights on that one? That one looks like it might be driving away.
No, I don't think those lights are on. It looks like it's a reflection from another car.
Maybe. I had a very similar situation.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
In my cul-de-sac not long ago, where there was but they were a lot more organized in my cul-de-sac. This is kind of willy-nilly, especially if that red truck is indeed not driving away and he's just there. That's right in the middle.
Yeah, like that to me is, guess what? You can't park like that, moron, so your car gets towed. And the Toyota Highlander.
I think now, if it's just cars, for a special occasion and they're having a party, let's say they're having a Mav Stars watching party because it's a huge game five.
Why can't I just park in your lawn?
What's
the difference between that and parking in the middle of the road?
But you're not blocking anyone.
Park wherever you want.
You're not blocking an area.
Park on your roof.
Can I park directly in their living room right in front of the TV?
Yeah.
Why not? I kind of just want to live in my car.
Right.
You don't want to get out for anything.
Yeah,
right?
I'll just watch.
You have a nice new truck, Justin. I like it a lot.
There's like a UFO in this picture. Look at that bright light, like just there.
Maybe it's a cloudy moon or something.
What is that?
You're always defaulting to
a
aliens,
moon
dude.
That's covered by partially by
I
a
just
cloud.
Said a UFO. Well, I guess technically, what is it? UPA?
UAB.
UAP. Yeah, sorry. Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
So what the hell's happening here? University of Alabama,
yeah,
Birmingham.
What's going on?
No. So the cars that are parked against the curb, I have no problem with that.
Even
I
if they're
it.
Having booty stuck out like that. Yeah, and he's not going around.
But at least you're at the curb. The two that are in the middle of the road. What the hell are you doing?
That's egregious in the middle of the road. And I don't love the spokes parking. And I'm a bit of a parking narc myself. I don't like when people are parking in front of my house. But this is, if you're parking in the middle of the cul-de-sac, literally not up against a curb, you're a jerk.
I don't think it's a jerk move.
Well, and like,
I really don't, especially if it's just a one-off.
Like Cassidy said, there's six houses down. They took over the block.
I get your problem.
Like, where are they going to park? They got to go somewhere.
Right. They got a parking premium near their house. I get that. But in the middle of the street, man,
yeah, the middle
bad.
Thing is where, like, I think if you called the cops, they would go and be like, okay, those two,
yeah,
we can't have that. The other ones.
Did they say how long they were there?
Did not. No.
I mean, because if it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's nothing. But
how, all night would be a problem.
That's
for the whole game.
I guess it depends
if it's a heavily trafficked area.
And usually cul-de-sacs aren't.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not a jerk.
All right.
I may be alone and I may lose this battle, but I'm saying if it's just, it doesn't happen all the time, that's not their regular parking spot, and I can maneuver around, which it looks like I have lanes to get to wherever I want to go, then I'm fine with it.
I kind of wish we could see this in the daytime too, and a full wide shot of this cul-de-sac, because if there's like,
yeah, we need an aerial.
If there's still space over here on the left side, and these folks are parked where they're parked in the middle of the cul-de-sac, not on curb, that's a huge problem. If there is curb available,
yeah,
you got to be on the curb.
This is just ridiculous.
Even if we're, and that's why we're doing spoke parking here.
I can't get over the red truck guy.
Yeah, red truck guy. If that guy's legit parked right there.
Like, I think if you park like that and somebody owns a bazooka, you should legally be allowed to shoot it at the red truck. You should legally be allowed to eliminate that red truck.
Somebody go get their rocket launcher.
That's what I think. The bazooka.
Whatever.
And then pay for his coffee in the, right. the drive-thru line. All right. That's Am I the Jerk for this week.
Boss.
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. Send in those scenarios. Man, I didn't know. That was so weird about parking.
Stupid fan. I call them stupid, and I'm willing to call them out. Stupid fans.
All right, EA. All right, let's get Tomato on the mouse. We'll do that next. The Ear Ticket.